The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Believe it or not, today is the 28th of October, 2017. Now, we're going to do a few things like we always do. Eric Gutman, our buddy, is on. He will be in momentarily. I just want to let everybody know who we got coming on. Stand up, deep breath through the nose, out through the mouth. I am a winner. I am a champion. Now, look, we've been doing this for like 2 months almost now. I get a lot of this back when I get either messages through Facebook, or you'll even see that when someone is commenting on something I've put out there. These are two phrases, verses, that it might sound very simple to you, but they work. But you have to be very diligent in doing this. You know, first thing in the morning, go in the mirror. The best thing to do is in a shower or the mirror technique. Keep saying it, repeating it, repeat it through the day. And I like to say, if I'm going to use those two verses, I will keep saying them until I fall asleep. So when you're in bed, you're comfortable, the room is dark, nothing better than that. It is very, very important. Secondly, this is something I've been saying, I wrote, and I think it's very important to everybody in the family. And if you have friends out there that have never listened, remember this and say it. May we live among the brave forever. And that's very important, because in the world we're in right now, there's an awful lot of disillusion. There's a lot of separation. And there's just a lot of people, in my opinion, that hate life. Don't be one of them. Remember, live among the brave forever. That's what we're all about. Next, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Winner Circle. That is the brave. We talked about that the other day with Paul Firepower Gray. You know, 13 modules, everything that's on those modules is what we do here at the FBC Stone and Steel Yard, at least for the last 15 years. Obviously, I'm always mixing stuff in, and we are going to mix other modules, but right now, I am extremely busy. It takes a lot to get out there and start filming, because I'm a lone wolf here most of the time. I can get people to do it, but right now I'm cranked, so I've got to go out, train when I can, get back in, and you know, basically besides a job, I've got two businesses I'm running too. I am an ambitious son of a bitch, let me tell you, and it's all going to pay off in the end. I got news for you. So go out there, Winner Circle, change your life, commit, grab the will, and just smash old age right through the ground, and I mean that. Also, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, contribute. The button's right there. 25 gets the beginning. That's the first module of the Winner Circle. 50, the beginning, half hour of free consultation with myself, and $100 gets you the beginning and two free half hour consultations with myself. You click them, it goes right to PayPal, bang, you're in and out super fast, and we really would appreciate anything you'd like to contribute, because I feel, myself and everybody on here, the dense material, who's not charging you for that? I mean, that's some serious stuff. So jump on it, and let's get going. That's all I want to do. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com. Go out to /category/podcast. Just go out and look at all the shows Eric Gutman and myself have done. I mean, they're gems. You don't see stuff like that out there. And today's show will be no different. Also, sign up for the newsletter on the homepage of M&M. It's right up at the top right. And it goes right to the MailChimp account, so you'll be on the list. If you sign up anywhere else, it's a no-no. Also, too, Sand Dune. You can go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. You can click on Sand Dune. You'll see the write-up there I did, and you'll just see my feet on a sand dune displaying in video what I do just with my feet on it. It's very interesting stuff. It connects right to Matt Dahl, who is the owner and creator of the Sand Dune. If you want, call him at 714-995-4500. Tell him that I sent you. If you use the word motivation, you get 10% off and free shipping in the USA. And there's going to be an awful lot about that in the upcoming future. Eric Gutman has one, John Bruni. I mean, you go right down the list. Donica Sturino, Steve Wiener, let me see, Carolyn Johnson, Mike Gillette, Frank DeMeo, on and on and on. There, between John, Eric, myself, and Matt, you're going to see a hell of a lot of material and many other things associated with it, so be on the lookout for it. One more thing, and I bring Eric in. You want to read an exceptional book, What It Takes to Be Number One, Vince Lombardi on Leadership. It was written by his son, Vince Lombardi Jr. Go out and buy the book. You want to really get into what leadership truly is, and somebody that was a maker of men, that everybody that played for Lombardi went out and had massive success in whatever they did. That's not coincidental, people. And that's what we love to do here, and that's what we want to do for you. As we said, we got Eric Gutman on here, and I'm going to give you some information on Eric. Number one, he's a naval officer, strongman, writer, trainer, and speaker. And we're going to talk about, and, you know, our shows go all over, but, you know, we're going to talk about adapting. And adapting is a very interesting prospect because we're probably going to get into a lot of mental adaptation, physical, some things that I'm looking at. I'm sure some things Eric is up to or will be up to. So it's going to be, I believe, a really kick-ass show as always. Eric, welcome back. It's always an honor to have you on. And take it away, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me. For those of you that may be hearing about me for the very first time, my whole purpose, what I train for, is to live as long as I can, as best as I can. And if you go look at my website, www.ericgutman.com, that's ericgutmann.com, you can read a bunch of articles which have my latest experiment. And when those experiments give good results, I will formalize them into a course which you can then purchase. And there are various courses from Extreme Military Fitness Basic and Elite to a mobility and vestibular reset videos, along with a book called The Self-Reliance Manifesto, which has a lot to do with the mental attitude to take ownership for your life, especially for anything health related. And with that, I turn it back to you, Eric, so we can get started.
Okay, well, this is real interesting. You know, we hear this term a lot. How do you adapt? What are things you want to do? Now, Eric and I talk a lot offline, and Eric just purchased some great books by Anthony DiTillo. You know my feeling, Anthony DiTillo was probably the guy that got me started in power rack training. There's no doubt about it. Him and John McKean were probably the biggest forces for any of that. Especially when, you know, you've been doing, you know, it's not that I never used the power rack when I was doing, I'll say, quote unquote, conventional training, you know, meaning squat, deadlift, overhead, et cetera, et cetera. But boy, oh boy, when you get in and you start doing these programs, and this is what DiTillo was talking about, because his trainer was Desi, and people would always say, well, you should train maybe once every 4, 5, 6, 7 days. DiTillo, as he went along, he got to the point through various ways of where he could train and adapt. I'm talking heavy training. If you've ever looked at a picture of Anthony DiTillo, his upper back doesn't even look human. I mean, his traps look like a bookshelf, literally. And I think Anthony was no more. They said he was like 5'9", but I think Richard Soren, when he was on here, he knew Anthony, you know, face to face. And I don't think he was any taller than like 5'6". And probably at his zenith, he was probably 330 to 350. I've seen him gigantic, and the guy's got hardly any belly on him at all. He's amazing. But, you know, when I came up with this idea, you know, I was thinking about Dotillo and how he's, you know, you can go day after day. But this is a process where you have to adapt to this style of training, because we both know, you know, once you wipe out your system, basically, you're down. You know, you're not training. Most of the time, you're going to get sick. You can't eat. You know, you're in the bathroom all the time, et cetera, et cetera. But this is all part of adaptation to everything. And then, you know, Eric talked about the book he has about talking about the mental end of things, which, as I told Eric offline, we're going to be getting into a lot of courses next year with either a group of us, or we're going to be doing one-on-one with somebody. It might be with Eric. Steve Cotter's got a lot of interest with this. You know, Paul Firepower Gray, et cetera, et cetera. And it's very important. And what I have found is this. I've incorporated more days in, but that's mainly because I'm doing a lot of experimentation with the sand dune and my neck and my grip, et cetera, and it's all working. And what's happening, I'm finding, and I haven't done the weight work heavy, heavy yet in 3 or 4 consecutive days, because that's something, you know, like Thursday, I pounded a 400-pound, I pulled a 400-pound Hoosa Steel Stone from the bottom of my calf up. I haven't done that in a year. And that was 20-pound jumps until I got to 350. I was like, screw it. I'm either going to pull 4 or I'm not. I pulled it, and I pulled it relatively easy, folks. I was even surprised. But I'm doing a lot, and it would be adaptation. I was telling Eric, doing these middies. Middies are the hardest thing I've ever done with a dead start in the power rack. I got a lot of this through John McKean. I truly believe as we go along, I'm already seeing metabolically a change in me. Eric and I were talking about diet a lot, doing things, you're losing weight, then you start, I'm eating a ton of fat right now. Because not only does fat give you energy and your brain's comprised of over 50% fat, it gives you a very full look in your muscles, especially when you're doing these ISO holds to go with the middies. But Eric, I'll send it to you. I know I gave a lot out, but you know, now that you got those couple books with Anthony, and I'm sure you've read about him anyways, you see about him with, you know, adapting the things, and you know with what you do, we were talking about how you're talking to the SEALs and everything. Give everybody your outlook. What's your take on being adaptable to things?
You know, I think that the thing that impacted me the most, because I didn't want to accept it, but I realized it is true. And I picked this up from one of Mike Mahler's PDFs.
Yep.
Is that you honestly have to plan your work and based on your lifestyle. And that means, you know, your level of responsibility. Do you have a demanding job?
Yep.
Or not? Do you have a family or not? You know, you also, this is going to sound like funny, but, you know, do you have sex a lot or not?
Right, right.
And what is your age? Are you eating properly or not? And the way I look at it is like a formula, right? You can train as much as your body can adapt to.
Right.
But what that is, so when I was one of the other commands, I was able to train a lot. Because during the last 6 months, I was going out, and then we had more people. So the workload was thinned out because we had more bodies to do it. That allowed me to train and to spend more energy on training. Now that I have a lot more responsibility as a Navy section chief, and I remember thinking about myself, man, I just sit all day and do all this mental work. Why is it draining me physically?
Right. Right.
And it's because the brain sucks a lot of energy. So your ability to adapt is directly related to your lifestyle, the responsibilities, job stress levels. And let's face it, you know, if you have to perform your husbandly duties
sure. On
a regular basis, you got to add that into the equation. So what I've noticed is that you could look at it on various ways. Now, I presume that for this call, we're looking mainly at heavy strength training.
Yep.
So I'm not talking about marathon runners, but they can also incorporate it in their own view. So you can either train with lighter weights more often, or you can do heavier workouts that require a little bit more recovery. And I'll tell you what, I've done both, and I really like what I am doing now. So as a 44-year-old man,
yep,
active duty naval officer, you know, fitness is not optional. If you don't pass the test, they kick you out. So
yep,
you can't just like brush it aside, you know. But however, my goal is to live as long as I can, as best as I can.
Right.
What I like to do is to train to generate a response. What that means is I'm either training to rehab my body, increase testosterone, increase growth hormone, or I'm training to do something specific with my body. When you're speaking of Vitillo, I really like his book and his emphasis on heavy singles.
Yep.
Because in one of the talks, he says, like, if you only do volume, it doesn't mean you'll get stronger. You know, and the man that does, like, only 5x5s, he will hit a plateau, whereas the man who's constantly hitting singles and increasing the weight will get stronger.
Right.
And what I like now, you know, presently, is training twice a week.
Yep.
And one of those days will be a heavy singles workout, pushing my body to near my peak or my optimum I can for that given week. And then the second workout would be either one of three things I'm playing with, either a long hike, you know, 5 miles or more with weight.
Yep.
Know, yep. Or a run, just to – I want to work up to 4 miles where I actually enjoy the 4 miles, or sprints.
Right.
So the long hike with weight and the regular running train a different aspect, whereas the sprints train all explosive, all, you know, spike to GH. The unfortunate thing I found out, I really love sprinting, and I try to do it once a week. After about 3 to 4 weeks of doing it,
yeah,
you of doing it once a week, your body doesn't recover from it as well, and your hamstring constantly sore. And that's when you unfortunately have to admit that maybe – and these are 100% sprints. These are not like running
right,
fast.
Right.
There's a difference between running fast and a sprint. I'm talking about a sprint as a 100% mental effort. And that's when I realize I have to vary it a little bit to allow me to recover. Now, there's people that train more, and I was coaching some people online, and they were doing my Extreme Military Fitness basic course, which has a lot of body weight,
yep,
and kettlebell. And there is an actual deload week where all you do is a Turkish get up just to train, but to allow you to recover your mental and physical strength to attack like the tougher stuff like jump squats. So we were joking about like 1 minute of jump squats sounds easy until you do it.
Exactly.
And, you know, tell me how you feel about it at the 45-second mark of going all out in your jump squats, like trying to jump as high as you can.
Yep.
And those last 15 seconds will be unbearably long. Now, this is something that unless you do it, you don't really understand. You go, oh, 1 minute of jump squats, too easy. Try it and then tell me
yeah,
how you feel about it.
You'd be flat on your face.
Again, like we've mentioned about, if you do it repeatedly, your body will adapt. And like the other thing we talked about prior to the call, you know, I noticed that my body will go on strength, strength, strength. And then there's a point where, you know, your joints start kind of like screaming at you, and that's when I switch to conditioning, and then I'll do conditioning, 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 conditioning until your joints say, hey brother, let's go back to those heavy singles.
Yeah,
that is what works for me. That is how I adapt to it, but everybody's different, and the only measure is, are you progressing? Are you better? And that's what I was telling the SEALs I was working with. Like, you know, there's something very rewarding about putting a certain weight on, and the first time, you know, the bar doesn't even budge. And then 2 weeks later, you moved it. That's when you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that you're stronger. Because if you put, like, I don't know, 245 at eye level and you try to lift it and the bar doesn't budge.
Yep.
And then 2 weeks later, you're, pow, lifting it off full control. You know for a fact that you're stronger because that bar did not budge 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
And that is it was irrefutable proof that you're now stronger. Whereas if you're training for, let's say, looks,
which could be subjective, you know, like do they want a heavier dude? Do they want a thinner dude? Because that's what happens with a lot of my friends who do bodybuilding when they go into what they – I think they call it male fitness physique, you know. And they have to drop a lot of weight, and sometimes they say, no, you're too big, right? So they're training, they're healthy, but the view of success is subjective based on the aesthetic category that they're at. And as you and I know, the bodybuilding peak when they look the best is when they actually feel the worst.
Yep.
Their libido goes out the door. That's when they're weakest. They suck all the water out of their body. They look awesome. But if you've ever done any type of prep for bodybuilding, or if you personally know a bodybuilder, they will tell you that's when they're the weakest and it sucks. Now, if they win the prize and you know, some people make money off of bodybuilding, then it's all worth it. Not so much with the contest, but with the endorsement contract. So I'm not going to like poo-poo on that, because how you feed your family is important. That's when people make complaints about steroids in football. And I say, brother, you and I are not competing against 100 other dudes,
right,
for a $5 million contract. So, you know, you could, you know, take the high road on that. But if you wanted to feed your family and there's 100 other dudes in the room who are fit and they're only going to pick one guy, trust me, they're all juicing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing it because that is how they earn their – all right? These are high-level athletes. You know, I'm not condoning or endorsing it. I'm saying that's the way it is.
Yep.
And if you do not have that type of pressure on you to perform, then you should withhold your judgment till you understand it a little bit better. Is it healthy, though? Will that help you live as long as you can, as best as you can? I don't think so. But I'm not competing for a $5 million contract to play football.
Right.
As a naval officer, I get drug tested, so I have to be very stringent with what I put in my body. And I only like things that will also enhance my lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that so you can reply to that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of truth to – we see, especially in sports, I mean, it's already down to the Pop Warner level with football. I mean, I'm not saying they're taking steroids, but everybody wants to be the guy, the girl, whatever it is. And let's be realistic. How many people are going to be that good where they're going to make it to the pro level? And anything pro level, you know, what is it, maybe 3 to 5 years if you're lucky? That's not a lot of window. So they're going to do whatever they got to do to be the one that's picked to make it to the big dance, so to speak. But on that point, there's a mental adaptation that is not talked about with a lot of things, because I think Eric and I have said it before. I'm pretty sure I said it on a few shows. Do you ever notice there's a lot of people in sports, things will come very easy to them. But man, oh man, they get hurt and they don't have that support group anymore because suddenly they've moved on to the next athlete. And a lot of them never come back. And a lot of them can never adapt mentally to what happened to them, whether they can overcome it or they just don't ever get back up to that point. I've had friends of mine that were excellent lifters, hurt the back, came back, maybe had a few bright lights, and then they went the other way again. Now, I believe some of them legitimately probably just couldn't do it anymore. But I think a lot of people don't give the time that's needed to adapt to what needs to be done. We've seen many people that have risen from the phoenix, from the ashes, and have made it. And you have to have the ability mentally to adapt constantly. I mean, we're all going through stuff all over the place. You know, one minute everything's all right, then you get a call or something happens, and you've got to be able to make yourself adapt to this. This is where I think in today's world, where we've become such a technical society, where we can press a button and get it delivered to us, where, you know, we don't have to converse anymore with people, and we've talked about this stuff. How are you going to adapt if you have to deal with somebody? How are you going to have to adapt if suddenly something happened and you had to bring somebody to a hospital? I know a woman recently I talked to that's got a job in HR that hires people. And she said the young kids, now I'm not going to say every one of them, but she said there is such a disconnect that the majority of them aren't going to ever get hired if they don't learn how to get some people skills. These are all adaptable things that can happen, but that's going to be that end of it. But when I talked about adapt, you know, Eric is talking about the training and everything, and I did too, you know, the singles with DeTillo and everything. I'll tell you something right now. That type of training and a power rack and a load of iron and a good bar or bars will make you so adaptable to the outside life that you wouldn't believe it. But when you're standing in the middle of those four pillars, that's when you're going to know if you've seen heaven or not, because there's going to be times when you're going to be under that shit where you're going to be like, I don't know if I'm coming up out of here. You're protected, obviously. Nothing's going to happen to you. But it puts a load on you mentally, physically, and spiritually, and it is all adaptation that you won't believe. I mean, nothing is more fun than setting your pins, your rods, whatever you're doing, and getting in there and lifting a big hunk of iron. It is the best feeling in the world. I mean, there's other things, obviously, that we like to do. You get in the middle of something like that where it's that fight, 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 and then you get to see what you're made of. Because I'll give it right to Eric. Here's something I notice a lot, and I always have. How many people have you met that they've done this, they've done that? Yep, yep, I'm better than you in that. And then I've been in situations where you meet them in a gym, and you know what? The majority of them aren't even close to what they say. And if you look at a lot of these guys, I remember this one major gym I went to. A lot of these guys that were supposedly so good, they used to come in late at night when nobody would be around. Why? Because most of the time they weren't that good. Or they're trying to hide some bullshit. So to be good, and I mean great, you have to be able to adapt to any situation. That's why we were talking about, you know, DeTillo was a big guy with Desi. You know, they did all these experiments. They would train day in and day out until physically and psychologically it forced them to take time off. Now, anything I ever read, they would take no more than 3 days off. And these guys were pushing. I mean, you know, they were doing big presses. High pulls were some big things. DeTillo was huge with shrugs. There's a picture I put up before. Go out and look at the steep incline he's doing. And these racks are all chained together, which makes it even look nastier. I think he did like from the bottom position, however he had it set, he did a 435 dead start to his forehead. I don't give a shit who you are. There ain't many people even now that I could think of that could ever move a weight like that. So go ahead, Eric. It's all yours.
You know, it's funny. I'll tell you two examples, one from the NFL and one from SEALs. And then I'm going to tie it back to the whole face your fears thing.
Yep.
Which is huge. So, you know, we have a friend, Steven Santangelo, and yep. You know, he's been inside sports to a higher degree than most of us.
Yep.
And I remember talking to him about NFL, and then he said, kind of what you said, you know, people think the NFL is like a five-year life, but the average life of an NFL player, the professional life, is about 2 years.
Yeah.
One thing he told me that completely blew me off is, he says, Eric, you wouldn't believe the amount of cocaine use that goes on in the NFL.
Yep.
And I go, but how could they keep that level of – I mean, like, cocaine is not like steroids. You know, yeah, maybe it's great the first 3 months. I don't know. But the way it fucks up your heart, you know, I can't believe that you can't sustain it. And what he said is, look, these guys have 2 years, and they really – do it to numb the pain, to go and have that that show, that game with all that pain, and to get themselves completely psyched up and aggressive.
Yep.
So the steroids are for the performance. This is to deal with a constant barrage of pain, because think about the effort that a professional football game must entail, and then think about
doing that repeatedly weekend after weekend for whatever the season. And that reminded me of when I was in college, Mercy College in New York.
Yep.
I was seeing acupuncture. And at one time, the train came in like 2 hours after my last class, or an hour and a half. Or so. You know, it's like I would go to the library. And I remember pulling out this video. This is back in the VHS days. About steroids, you know.
Yep.
Finally, somebody explained it to you. And in the NFL, so they had all these NFL players just being very frank about it. And what one guy said always stuck to me. He says, look, anybody who's fit could probably do what we do one day. Like, he could show up to practice, and he could do everything we do with our level of intensity. If that person is not on steroids, that person needs to rest 3 to 5 days before that person can even think about doing that again with that level of intensity.
Exactly.
So this guy said, you know, very, very frankly, was because they are on steroids, they can come back the next day and do it again, maybe even harder.
Yep.
And that reminds me of something a fellow SEAL said to me when I was at Naval Postgraduate School, and we're having a course together. And I was talking to him about these things, and he said something kind of similar. He said, anybody who is pretty fit could probably do one day with us.
Yeah.
You could probably do one day of buds, right? And but he says, the thing is the 6 months. You know, it's people think, oh, and then it's going to get better. I just have to gut it out for 2 weeks, and then it's going to get better. What he says is the reason people quit is because it's been 6 months, and they're cold, they're wet, they're tired and hungry, that they've been sleeping 2 to 3 hours a night, and they go, this sucks, it's never going to get better, and then they ring the bell.
Right.
So in that case, the adaptation, he said, it's more of a mental toughness thing. So one is the physical adaptation, which in some cases, like NFL, would require a substance to allow your body to physically recover unless you take long recovery periods, and that's how you could do it. And the other one is adapting to things that suck, because you're always saying, I'm going to go through this grind and the sacrifice because it's gonna get better, right?
Yeah.
It's how long does it take for it to get better, and do you have the mental toughness to do that? And like you hinted with today's, you know, we have an instant gratification society, and sometimes strength gains come slow. You know, you don't lift 300 pounds one day and have that be your PR, and you lift, you know, 400 as your PR the next week.
Right.
No, that's gonna take you months. And the thing I really like that you said, and we've talked about this, it's when there comes a point as you start progressing where you get into what I've called, and I think you've agreed with me on this, scary weight.
Oh, yeah.
You've done your warm-up, and you go to the rack, and, you know, it's that way that you look at it and you pause before you start, and you want to do it, but you will feel how your physical body is a little bit afraid. It's like, oh my God, like,
yeah,
you really want me to lift that? And there's a lot of trepidation. And then you go like, why the hell do I do this? You know, and then you start the mental chatter.
Yep.
Will start.
Yep.
But as what you said, in spite of all that, in spite of you getting this like feeling of fear of I don't want to do this, you know, I don't need to prove anything to anyone, you know, whatever it is, you said no. I've come here to do this. This is what's programmed for today. The bar is either going to move or not move, but I'm going to give it my all. And sometimes the bar doesn't move. But when you do that, when you overcome your physical and mental, and I would even say spiritual apprehensions,
yeah,
you know, you are adapting, and that is what makes you adapt to life. Because there will be times when something, you know, unpleasant happens to me, and I go, well, is this harder than doing sprints today? Or is this harder than lifting, you know, 400 pounds? Or is this hard? And you go like, no, I've already gone through the worst today. This is unpleasant, but it's easy.
Yeah.
This is easier than you know, getting in that mid-range position and lifting 400 pounds, you know?
Yep.
And that is – adaptation is both a mental thing. It is a physical thing. It is a spiritual thing.
And you know what else it is too, Eric? It really is a reminder. It's a reminder sometimes that gets you straightened out right away and says, look, I'm going to give you a little tap on the forehead today and remind you that you got to get yourself square again. And what I find, and I've gone through this, is how you, I got to think of the word, Ah, God, it's right on the tip of my tongue. I guess it would be how you, when you're looking at something or something happens to you, how are you deciding what this is? What is it doing to you, or what are you going to do to it? And when you can figure it out correctly, you can take the appropriate action to it. See, we have things happen and we get hung up on what happened, and that takes us and sets us back. And this is what we're talking about with being adaptable to things, because when you take something and you sit there and just think about it. Well, it's always like we talk about here, the law of attraction. What do you think's coming back at you more and more? More of the same shit. And you don't want to keep putting yourself in a position like that, because all it's going to do is keep backfiring on you. And you know, suddenly, you know, you're upset. Well, you trip and you fall down a flight of stairs and break a bone in your hand. Uh-oh, can't lift now for 3 months. Or, you know, you have an argument with your wife or one of your, you know, or you go out in the car and someone runs into you. This is no bullshit. This is what happens. So how you handle any situation, be very cognizant of it, because life is going to throw boomerangs at you all the time. How you deal with it, how you get rid of it, is going to be what's going to change in your life and allow you to adapt and then go and take the next step. And that's the way it is. So, you know, Eric, why don't you, we've got a few more minutes. Why don't you summarize anything you want? I'll put my stuff out there and hang on the line, and we'll get ready for next month.
Absolutely. If there's one thing I can leave you with, is in order for your energy to be applied in the right way, you've got to really do some soul searching and decide what it is it that you want. How is it that you're going to apply your life energy? So it's like when I talk to my wife, you know, like, why do you do this? Why do I do that? You know, yeah. There has to be a purpose. So my purpose is to live as long as I can, as best as I can. So I train weights to increase my testosterone and increase my strength. Because form follows function. If I look good, that's great, but I am not in it for the aesthetics as for the life-enhancing qualities. So whatever physical endeavor you choose, whether it's rocks, whether it's heavy singles, whether it's a specific sport or discipline, give it your all and then dedicate yourself to that and see how you adapt. And you will notice mental changes, physical changes, but also spiritual changes. And by spiritual changes, I mean the wisdom that you will have to deal not only with that discipline, but the other vicissitudes of life. And with that, I'm going to let you go. I will remind you that if you like this idea of living as long as you can, as best as you can, you can go to www.ericgutmann.com. That's ericgutmann.com. And you can read a bunch of the free articles, including the liver cleanse, which is an extremely popular one. And if there are specific programs you would like, then you can purchase a course like Extreme Military Fitness Basic or Elite, which has helped thousands of people. And feel free to, you know, send me questions through Facebook. And that's what I have, my friend.
Okay, brother. This is Motivation Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Like I said, winners, champions, go out there. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Winner Circle, 13 modules to change your life, but you got to take massive action and get moving. Adapt to everything that means something to you, and I guarantee you, you will see success like you've never had before. Contribute to the company. You can go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Click the $25, $50, $100 button. It'll take you right to my PayPal account, and away you go. And we appreciate anything that you can help us out with. It's good to have people that really appreciate what we do here. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com, as I said, /category/podcast. Go out and look at all the shows Eric and I have done. And also, get on our newsletter right on the homepage, right at the top. And it'll go right to the MailChimp account, and you'll be on the list. Anywhere else, it goes nowhere. So please remember that. Also, too, go out to iTunes and Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. We appreciate it. Aha, that's a directory for your car. Also, if there's a show you'd like Eric and I to do, FiorelloBarbellNICAP.R.com. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them 5 words of inspiration. That will change your life forever. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. The Hoosa Steel Crusher, blood red, domination. We dominate, we clear cut the path, we follow no one's, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. We, put it this way, no one will ever clip our balls. Russell Fur says he always believes that there's testosterone dripping out of his speakers when he hears the shows. No doubt, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor ever, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, he'd walk everybody to the door, keep smiling. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to kick your door in. We'll blow the roof right off your house. Be part of the family. Be part of the family. It's very important. Very, very important. This is a big thing that's happening here, this revolution we're in. It is incredible. Also, too, as the great Les Brown says, you all have greatness. We take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. Also, men, get rid of the 9-month belly and the spare tire. Support your wives, your girlfriends, your kids. Same with the women. Keep yourself in great shape. Support your men. Support your kids, your boyfriends. It's extremely important. We want you to be in our family for at least the next 30 years and keep growing, growing, growing. Also, too, I'm going to leave you with this, and then we'll sign off. And I say this in the beginning. Don't forget, I am a winner. I am a champion. But remember this. May we live among the brave forever. May we live among the brave forever. Eric Gutman, always an honor. Thanks for being on, sir.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. So for Eric Gutman, this is Eric Fiorello. This show will be up early next week, and we will talk to you soon. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.